Texte numéro 35. Food shortage could force world into vegetarianism, warn scientists. Leading water scientists have issued one of the sternest warnings yet about global food supplies, saying that the world's population may have to switch almost completely to a vegetarian diet over the next 40 years to avoid catastrophic shortages. Humans derive about 20% of protein from animal-based products now, but this may need to drop to just 5% to feed the extra 2 billion people expected to be alive by 2050, according to research by some of the world's leading water scientists. There will not be enough water available on current croplands to produce food for the expected 9 billion population in 2050 if we follow current trends and changes towards diets common in Western nations, the report by Malik Falkenmark and colleagues at the Stockholm International Water Institute said. There will be just enough water if the proportion of animal-based foods is limited to 5% of total calories and if considerable regional water deficits can be met by a reliable system of food trade. Dire warnings of water scarcity limiting food production come as Oxfam and the UN prepare for a possible second global food crisis in 5 years. Prices for staples such as corn and wheat have risen nearly 50% on international markets since June, triggered by severe droughts in the US and Russia and weak monsoon rains in Asia. More than 18 million people are already facing serious food shortages across the Sahel. Oxfam has forecast that the price spike will have a devastating impact in developing countries that rely heavily on imports, including parts of Latin America, North Africa, and the Middle East. Food shortages in 2008 led to civil unrest in 28 countries. Adopting a vegetarian diet is one option to increase the amount of water available to grow more food in an increasingly climate-erratic world, the scientists said. Animal protein-rich food consumes 5 to 10 times more water than a vegetarian diet. 1/3 of the world's arable land is used to grow crops to feed animals. Other options to feed people include eliminating waste and increasing trade between countries in food surplus and those in deficit. 900 million people already go hungry, and 2 billion people are malnourished, in spite of the fact that per capita food production continues to increase, they said. With 70% of all available water being in agriculture, growing more food to feed an additional 2 billion people by 2050 will place greater pressure on available water and land. The report is being released at the start of the annual World Water Conference in Stockholm, Sweden. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2012.